This is gonna be so bad. Welcome to First World Problems with Nick and Koki.
Let's do this.
You ready?
No, fuck no.
Alright, segment one. What happened throughout the week from Monday through Sunday, but we're on a Saturday, so basically Monday through Saturday.
Wait, how you gonna do Monday to Sunday?
I just had to fix it. That's why I said it's Monday through Saturday.
That don't make no sense.
That's why I fixed it.
But you shouldn't have, said it that way to begin. You already fucking drunk.
I am a regular drinker. That is baby water.
Anyway, go with your... Anyway. Your Monday to Sunday. Go ahead. Tell them.
No, you first.
I'm drinking my adult beverage. It's apple juice, by the way.
It smells like ramen noodles.
You're fucking weird. Anyway.
How was your Monday?
It sucked.
Okay, I'll go first. So, work, it was pretty good until it started to rain. It got very slow. And you know the daily of how you got some racial customers that like to call you out your name. But you got what we like to call eat crow. So, that happened. It was just one, but you get used. Okay, say I'm helping said customer. And it's a white customer. And they need something off the top shelf. So, another said customer is at the end of the aisle. And is watching me help these customers. And I have a U-boat at the end of the aisle where they can clearly get into the aisle to get whatever they need. Helping them, blah, blah, blah. They want to try out some different ranches, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I proceed to say, excuse me, I'll move my U-boat so you can get through, and she proceeds to call me a dirty, as I'm helping a white person, this white person calls me that because...
She dropped the M-bomb?
Yeah, she dropped it real...
Did you punch her in the day?
No. I wanted another old lady to whoop her ass.
That's why I don't work in retail, because I would get this bitch to business.
No, I can't do that. I'm black. I'll go to jail like that.
But you're a hybrid.
I'm a hybrid, but people see me as black.
Okay.
Anyway. Why would I get called that word then?
Because you're not white. They call everybody who's not white that word.
Exactly.
But you're half, so you're just like...
Exactly.
You'd be like the first three letters of the word.
No, I'll be the last three.
Really?
You have she put a lot of emphasis on the ER.
So you're a G-E-R.
Whatever way you want to put it. Yeah, that's what I am. Right.
Okay. Anyway, what's up? What else?
Let's see. I have not cooked really much all this fucking weekend because it's been too fucking hot.
Nobody cares about you cooking unless you got pictures to show.
I do. It's on my Instagram. Go follow my Instagram, okay?
I'll think about
Big Nick Cooking.
Is it really called Big Nick Cooking?
Yes. Well, food review. I was going to do videos, but I don't got it set up yet. You look here, fucker.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, I got Cajun cooking, so I don't want to hear it. It's not better than Justin Wilson's, but it's something.
Who the hell is Justin Wilson?
You are from the same state I'm from, and you don't know who Justin Wilson is?
No. I literally spent half of my life in Hawaii.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay. Anyway.
How was your
TV? You watch any good TV? No?
Yeah? That... One show you were telling me about.
The one show I'm about to tell you
about. The samurai one.
No, what?
The samurai one.
Not that one. What samurai one?
The one Hulu.
Shogun?
Yeah.
That's... Fuck that.
Okay.
We're talking about MILF Manor.
Is that on fucking TLC?
That is on TLC. It's about a bunch of geriatric gashes who go to this house, and they're old. They're in their 50s and 60s, and these hoes are dating dudes in their 20s. Maybe 19.
Why are they trying to break their hips?
It gets better. So on top of that, they're in the house, old chicks, young dudes. The best part is the dudes' dads show up. So now all of the sons and all of the dads are fighting over the same chicks. It's funny.
Why does this look like gross? This is going to turn into a three-way either way it goes?
Funny you should say that, because one of the dates was the father and the son took a chick on a date to do tantric yoga, which meant... She was sandwiched between father and son doing some compromising positions. and the son looked utterly traumatized, and I never laughed so hard in my fucking life. It was amazing. You gotta watch it. It's on TLC.
Was this
every Sunday?
Was this funnier than what I told you about the?
Yes. Whatever you about to say. Yes.
Okay.
MILF Manor 2.
Why does Sundays. That sound like some Alabama shit?
Because I'm. That's what. Yep.
All right. Yep. Moving on to Wednesday. That was his Tuesday. My Wednesday. Wednesday was boring as fuck.
This is boring as fuck.
No, it is not.
Keep going.
This is good. Look at Fat Girl. Just having fun.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Wednesday, boring. Thursday, slow as shit, boring. Friday, fuck Friday. Woke up late for work. Run into my bathroom, start to brush my teeth, put my deodorant, put my clothes on. Run in my room, and I hit my fucking bed frame. Pinky toe, I literally thought just went all the way around. I hit my bed, and I bounced off and fat on the floor. Face first. Face first on the floor. Yeah. If my glasses were on and they would have broke, I would have never went to work because I cannot see.
Would you be here now?
Probably not.
Yes. I mean, oh no, I'm glad you made it today.
Probably fucking not.
So, as this one said earlier, I'm Koki, 8-year Marine Corps vet, born and raised in New Orleans, lived in Hawaii for a bit, now I came back home and I'm just doing my thug thizzle, hanging out. This is Nick the Hybrid. He's like, what?
Niklaus from Originals.
Niklaus. He's about 5'9"-ish, 5'10"-ish. I'm not going to say how much he weighs because I don't know and I don't want to get hit. And my man here's looking for love.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
This motherfucker wants some, he needs some love in his life.
No, we going to skip past
everybody
that,
who's watching this, he's like on walks on the beach and horses and shit. He likes stargazing and...
The fuck is stargazing?
And he likes all of that stuff. He likes astrology.
Who the fuck?
Shut the hell! I'm trying to help you. Shut up.
No, this is terrible. No,
this is not. This is stuff that's gonna help you.
He likes astrology.
Yep, and he has no problem being a stepdad. So you got
my stepdaddy card only gets used when I feel like using it, look, and that means you better be a good one. So yeah, just saying. But no, don't listen to it.
So
don't have no what?
Don't listen to him. Yeah, look. You know what, bro? I'm trying to do you a solid, and you're welcome.
You tried with red and red too, and it didn't work. Well, thing one and thing two, thing three count. And thing four.
Those don't count. No.
Of course it don't count.
I know. That's why I'm doing this. Because I'm here for you. I'm here to help you. You're welcome.
I need to help you more.
I'm good. Good, good, good.
Nah, I got to get you a man cave or something.
Why? I have a whole house.
Well, you need to get away, but to yourself, though.
If I get away, I'm going to Canada or Australia.
Good. Or Japan. Okay, so we're going to start a new GoFundMe trip for him to go to Canada or Australia. How much do you need?
Anyway, he likes German women.
No.
You said it. He likes
the
chick
is sing you a TikTok video doesn't like mean no.
Look, this girl needs a girlfriend. Mm-mm. Mucho fasto, because she's weird as shit.
Mm-mm.
And he's gonna stay weird until he gets some tears in his face. So help a brother out.
You fucking said astrology. That's weird.
How is it weird?
It's like you fucking want me to go date a scientist.
That's astronomy.
It doesn't matter. Either way, it's like they're going to fucking tie me up and examine my body.
I'm trying to get her to examine your body. That's, head to toe.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Head to toe.
Be
you
like
you're
fucking... Moving on to this beautiful Sunday we got, because this fucking... Black bear over here and Kodiak bear right here.
That's racist.
That's not racist. They're literally my skin color. They are a shade lighter than a fucking grizzly bear.
That's so racist.
How is it racist?
Nope. I'm not a part of that.
No, you're going to be a part of it.
No.
Yeah.
That's a hate crime. You call me a black bear. That's racist.
Yeah, that's the name the world gave the bear.
And look at the world we live in now.
I mean, I can't help that.
Yeah.
I cannot help that. That the world is the way it is today. I mean, if anything, you know, just... We'd be better off living like the fucking people off of...
You have no idea. Anyway.
No, because it's that fucked up.
Anyways. So, speaking of the world we live in, me and the wife, we've been watching The Handmaid's Tale. You ever seen it?
No.
It's sad, dude. It's sad because, like, the way this show is set up, it's pretty much how the world, what the world's turning into now. Like, so basically, they took away all women's rights. Like, all of them.
Yeah.
And if you can't have babies, they send you to work in, like, some radioactive field digging up dirt or some shit. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Is this somewhere in China?
No, it's not. Oh, okay. It's in America.
Oh, that's even more. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said it. China don't. Hey, China, he didn't mean that. He joking. We love y'all. Sort of, kind of. Like, I love the Chinese food, but that's about it. But,
that's the only thing we love.
And thanks for the gold for my iPhone. I appreciate that, too.
And thanks for making these clothes. Every time.
That was racist.
Anyway. Every time you look on a fucking cloth or a box, where does it say "Made in China"? Anti-ways. From a kid trapped in a damn dungeon room.
Anti-ways. Can I finish? I'm gonna finish. Thanks. So, in this show, they take away all the women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
They like literally made it illegal to read and write if you're a woman. Yeah.
The fuck is this? The fucking '30s and
no, it's modern times. It's like now, but set in a different. I don't want to say, like, it's just like somebody's telling of now. So women have no rights. They can't read. They can't write. If you have babies, all you do is just, like, the husband of the house, who's not your husband, because he has a wife, and the wife sits there and watches the husband impregnate you every month.
Is this that?
This is
fucking thing where
I just told you. It's The Handmaid's Tale.
Jesus.
It's on Hulu. Look it up.
Hulu has always got some weird but good shit.
It's okay.
That literally sounds like it would be on Tubi. Tubi has some weird fucking movies.
Tubi's got some good stuff. I'm not
it does, but like the movie I watched a few weeks back, forgot the name of it, but apparently this woman was with a man who had a wife and child. Apparently she wanted to be with him. He told her no. She comes to the house and shoots the wife, shoots the damn, you know. And then the kid's like 7 or 8, and he says, "Don't shoot me, I'm a child." Shoots him right in the head.
I seen that movie.
Yeah, it's fucking.
It was amazing. I mean,
how the fuck is that amazing? You just wiped out a whole line of a family tree. Well, not a whole line, but part of a family tree.
Not the whole one, because there was a baby in the stroller, and she took the baby and raised it as her own. So
that don't count.
It kind of does.
That's not her child, though. That's the wife's child.
She took that bitch.
So she's adopted, but it's not bloodline.
That don't.
It's not her uso.
Look, first off, you're not Samoan.
I can do that. I can pass for one.
I don't know him. I'm not associated with him. I literally met this motherfucker off the street. So, if you see him and you beat him up, don't look for me because I'm not with him.
Hey, I'm just saying, I got hard heads like you, so.
Don't do that.
I do.
Don't do that.
I do.
Don't.
I do.
That's. Don't do that.
I do.
No, dude. Don't do that. Anyway, so, I forget the name of the movie, but I seen it. It was a movie where this chick, she was like an Asian chick.
Yeah.
I don't know what shade of Asian she was. Anyway, so she's, like, married to this one dude, and he's cheating on her, and then she finds out, so she's like, "I'm gonna fuck you up, oh my god, I can't believe you did this." So, she leaves him. No, what?
Pause.
Why?
Was this the Asian chick, like, you ran into on the beach that had all the guys around her that wanted you to join?
Why are you telling my business? Why? Where did that even come
from? We could have been living a high life, just saying, if he would have joined a certain clan.
Why would you do that?
I mean, I'm just saying, hey.
So, basically, you want them to see this or hear this and then come looking for me to...
I have no fucking problem driving in places and taking bodies and burying. Quote, unquote.
That's your Caucasian side coming out telling too much. You're oversharing, dude. The fuck? Why? Why would you do that?
I already died twice. 3 times the charm. What happens, happens.
I don't like you right now. Anyway, back... anyway, back to the movie. So, the chick's husband cheats on her, and then she's like, "I can't believe he did this to me." And then she meets another dude. Now, granted, it's her fault, because every dude that she goes for, it's not the fact that they're black. Which,
hey,
bitch, you only have.
Hey,
but
it counts. I'm looked at the world just like you.
Okay.
I could get a job and proceed, anyway, but only to a certain level.
It's not the fact that she's only going for black dudes. It's the fact that the black dudes that she's going for are just like absolute fucking scumbags. Like
the rest like of them.
You can look at them. They say don't judge a book by its cover, bitch. I'm judging. As soon as I see you, if I see something I don't like, I'm like, you know what? This motherfucker's a dirtbag.
You know what? I know it. Okay.
I feel it in my loins. I don't like this motherfucker.
Okay. In that case,
shut up. Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, so every dude that she goes with, they ended up cheating on her and screwing her over. So she gets fed up with it. So then she takes one dude, whoops his ass, locks him in her basement.
What the fuck?
Like she chains him to something in her basement, and now he has the mattress, and he's bleeding out. And the next thing you know, I think he ended up dying. And then she met a third dude after the husband and the next guy who she beat up.
This is why I don't know they Chinese.
Things
people.
Are going good, and then he messes around on her, so she breaks his ankle, throws his ass down in the basement, and now they're both chained up, and he's not dead yet. He's like, "Oh, help me! Oh my God, help me!" And she's like, "Shut up, bitch!" And she just lost her shit. And then she went and got bolt cutters. And she let's just say she cut off his lock. Just bloop. So he's like, oh my God. And then he bleeds out. And then he dies. Another guy's like, oh my God. Why would you do that? She's like, shut up, bitch. And then it's bam. And then the next guy she met, she ended up hooking up with him. Mm-hmm. And then she kills him. But turns out he was married and she didn't know it, and then his wife from like Houston or whatever came looking for him, and then her dad's a cop, so the dad like finds out that his daughter's batshit crazy, mm-hmm. and tries to help her cover it up, mm-hmm. and let me put it like this, it's a Tubi movie, that's all you need to know about it. And then
that
towards
makes sense.
The end
that makes
she's like, don't kill me, and I'm like, oh, she shot that little bitch, and then she took the baby, and now they're living happily ever after, like Georgia or some shit. I don't know.
To jump on a subject that's way off that, because these Tubi movies be good, but they're crazy as this. Yeah. I might get hated for this. I'm fine with it.
You will be.
Oh, it's fine. I don't care. What you touched on is what is with you women? Actually, this goes both ways. So this is for both. If you know somebody's not good with you, why are you wasting your time on them? That's all I'm going to say. If you, woman intuition, y'all say y'all got that. If you knew he wasn't shit, why you got with him in the first place?
Because I could fix him, girl.
You ain't fixing shit. If the last one didn't fix him and the one before that, and the side chicks, the four side chicks and the five baby mamas didn't change him, what makes you think you're going to change him?
I'm different, that's why.
Different how? You probably got a different hairstyle and some different nails. Same thing for men. If you knew she wasn't going to be your so quote unquote queen,
Miss Boogie,
whatever he just said, and had you a hot, if you want to be a stay at home mom and when you come home and every time you come home your house is a mess or whatever. There's red flags you could see them. Now, I know there's red flags you can't see because you're not used to it and you were raised to be a certain way, but...
Or use one glasses.
What the fuck you got against glasses? What you got against glasses?
Nothing. I use the wear glasses.
Oh, so you're one of the bitches that went to contacts. Okay.
My eyes just healed themselves.
How the fuck did you do that? Carrots?
Sure. Let's go with that.
He got laser eye surgery.
I didn't. I'm too scared. I don't like shit touching my eyes. I don't like it. Don't even try it. I swear to God, I will flip this whole table. Don't do that.
Let me move my drink and phone first.
No, fuck that. I'm flipping it. Now, the thing about that is, I've seen this time and time again.
We all have. It's a repeated cycle.
I used to be a corrections officer, and I swear, there'd be this ugly dude. I mean, I judge. I'm not in a position to judge, but goddamn it, I get bored. So yeah, I judge.
Everybody judges.
You look at this chicken-headed motherfucker right here. Mm-hmm. Look at this cock-eyed right here. This old buck tube smelling like...
Looking like Ezel.
Like, you smell like Sasquatch's left nut, but...
So Ezel and Debo much, put together.
Pretty much.
Okay, that's the problem.
So there was this one dude, he was a total D-bag, and he looked like he lived next door to Oscar the Grouch. He smelled like a tube.
Jesus.
So he's in jail. He's black. This white chick shows up, redhead, ginger chick. She was, like, well-dressed. She looked decent. She was, like, well-spoken. You can tell she had, like, a little bit of money to her name. She comes and she's like, I want to see how much the bill is for my boyfriend. I'm like, oh, well, shit. What did he do? It was, like, DUI or, you know, my dad owns a dealership and he got all, you know, public intoxication or public disturbance or something. No, his old fucking chicken head cockeyed that smells like the bottom of fucking Roseanne's left underboob sweat.
That's fucked up. Roseanne was a good show. It was!
Anyway.
Dan was the guy.
She was like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm listen up, goddammit. I'm like, so I pulled it up. His face pops up on the screen. I picked up the fucking computer and turned that bitch all the way around. I told her, this is your boyfriend? She's like, yeah, that's my man. What the fuck did you see in him? Like, was he one of those?
I gotta ask y'all something.
It was one of those, like, I met a homeless guy and gave him a dollar and he never left me alone.
On what he said.
Gotta be.
On what he said, about 3 days ago, we had a running joke at work about this for about 3 hours, then it got stale. There was a picture of a woman marrying an inmate.
Oh, yes.
So the running gag was, yes, this is true in real life because I know y'all do it. Why do you... You know it's true. I don't give a damn. I'll take heat. I don't give a fuck. Look, why do y'all marry... Like, okay. If you're going to be with somebody, at least if they go to jail, make sure it's worth it. Like, if somebody broke into your house and stole something and he goes to jail for kicking her ass, I could see you staying with him. But somebody just going to rob somebody or... You know, want to show some hood credit or something, get some street credit, as what they call. And you're going to go to jail, so he's going for like 30 years. You're going to throw your life away and put money on his books. Let me rephrase that again. He's going for 30 years, so you're working to put money on his books because he wanted to go kill someone to get street credit. That can put your life in danger. Yeah, I'm going to put it that way. So who looks stupid in this situation? Because I just want to let you know, you're not the only one putting money on those books.
Well, who hurt you? Why are you so bitter about it?
Because they say they got intuition and make us sound stupid, but look what they do.
This is why you wanted to do this? So you can, like, bitch to the world
about it? Oh, no. We got more stuff to bitch about. Oh, I'm tired of fucking food being more than a fucking hooker on a Saturday night.
Well, I'm married, so I don't have that problem.
You lucky bastard.
Yeah, let's call it that. So, I'm sorry. I love you, baby. But, shit, I lost my train of thought. Right. So.
No, I got this one thing to say.
Go.
If you got kids and you know they bad as hell, fuck what they say today. That old school ass whooping still works. Please discipline your kids where you don't leave bruises on them, but you know they know how to act. There's no reason I should be at work and you got a kid on the candy aisle throwing boxes of candy on the floor because you said he couldn't have no Skittles. And then you say, I'm going to put him in timeout.
Don't look at me. I don't do that.
I don't know which. You know what? It's babies having babies.
Yeah, sure. I should have did this to begin with. I should have off camera.
Bastards.
Somebody hurt you, dude.
Retail. Retail. Working in retail will do this to you.
You sound really like
working
and upset with the world right now. And I figured that'd be my job. But
no, working in retail would do this to you because. Like, you won't get everything in life. So, you know, as a kid, yeah. But as an adult, when I see a kid smack an adult, stop that. I got put, No.
I'm gonna say this one thing.
You could have got put in a hospital bag, basically.
It's not racially charged. It's just historical fact. As a kid of this pigmentation,
it's a lighter color. Shut the fuck up. Keep going.
Anyway,
I got the same beard. It's just cut different.
Even as an adult of this pigmentation, if you get out of pocket with anybody older than you, you are liable to get your ass severely beat.
Or be in an emergency room.
And I don't mean like a slap on the wrist or like a, hey, don't say that. You would get your ass whipped by whoever heard you say it. Then, especially if it was one of your uncles, because then he tell your other uncles, and then they'd all beat your ass. Or, and then they tell all the ex, and then they'd beat your ass. And your mama will sit there and just look at you laugh. Was it worth it? That's what you get. I bet you want to do it again. And
or if you was raised by the neighborhood, and a lot of you should know what that means.
Your friend's moms would beat your
ass. Basically, whosever neighborhood you was in. If you acted a donkey there, you got your ass whooped. And then on your way home, you got another ass whooping from your mom. And then when your dad got home, you got another ass whooping. So then that's when they get to say, was it worth it? So you had to do math at a young age. This plus this equals an ass whooping.
Pretty much. Like, and just know, if your friend's mom gives you the business, when you leave, on your way home, that phone call's already been made. Like, hey, such and such just left. He acted a plum ass. I had to put the belt on. And then when you get home, mama or dad is sitting there waiting, what you do today? Mm-hmm. And you better tell them exactly what the hell you did.
Because if you do one little lie.
If you leave anything out.
That's an extra 10 strikes with a switch after the belt.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm not saying.
That was a head game trick. I'm sorry. Go pick the switch. What? If I get this, you're going to send me back out. If I bring this, you're going to break my back.
Well, you better get a stronger back, bitch.
That's PTSD. I'm just saying.
Don't be such a baby back, bitch.
I'll take a belt with the metal shit on it before I take a switch. All right,
we're getting we're getting away from the what the fuck? This one's going to be BDSM or some shit. You're one of those masochist people. You like getting off on pain. Oh, slapping across the face. Oh.
Don't talk about my room style.
The fuck? Anyway. Oh, man, that's just gross. The apple juice coming back up.
Bruh.
Yeah, well, I guess we're going to end it here because somebody's getting a little too...
You said it, and you looked at me, so I just told you.
You ran with it, dude. I don't know.
Hey, hold on. Hey, man, we got one more thing.
Hurry up.
Well, one more thing.
Hurry up.
Pineapples do not go on fucking pizza.
You just had to get that out there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You are like literally coming for everybody across the interweb.
You damn right. Okay. Like they say, it's 2024. You can do whatever. You damn right. I'm going after people who put pineapples on pizza. It is a sin and it's deviant and it's a sickness.
All right.
Shout out to Abs and Preach on YouTube. Go follow them. They're good.
Who?
Abs and Preach on YouTube.
I don't. Okay.
I told you about these guys. They're good.
Did you?
You probably don't remember. You don't remember a lot because you're getting an age.
That and
you got the salt and pepper beard. I mean, I'm right behind you, but.
That and I got TBI, so I forget everything.
And you got kids. They make you forget a lot.
Hence the TBI. But
I got 10 nieces and nephews.
That
sounds
utterly fucking disgusting. That's just too
many kids. I got more sisters than brothers, okay? So, I mean, just saying. You know, it is.
No one is sword shut. Anyway, so come back next week. We'll find
more shit to talk about just bullshitting.
It was supposed to be like current events, world events, but you made this all about you because that's
No, I did not.
Okay.
You went on the subject. Yeah. I told my feelings on it.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, it's been real. It's been fun. I would say stay black, but I can only tell you stay BLA.
We're all going to be hybrid one day, so jump on the fucking bandwagon.
Be
like Snoop Dogg. Be like Snoop Dogg. Every team that wins the Super Bowl, you'll see Snoop Dogg wearing that jersey. Look it up. He does. Every Super Bowl person that has won, he's got their jersey because he's
just the one person, not the team.
Well, he's got the team jersey. Is what I mean. He just picks the jersey out. He puts his name on it, but he's a bandwagon fan. I like Snoop Dogg. Don't get me wrong. But he's a band. I don't like bandwagon people. I don't. It's like, okay.
I didn't say anything.
Anybody that liked Tom Brady when he was with the Patriots, all of a sudden they're Buccaneer fans now, but they hated the Buccaneers for years.
I wouldn't say they're bandwagon fans. They're just Tom Brady fans. See how that works out?
I have seen videos where people threw away his Patriots jerseys and got the new ones because of the team he's on. If that's not bandwagon, I don't know what it is.
It's not. I don't know. Like I said, I think it's not that it's bandwagon. They're just like, oh, hey, he's with this team now, so let's go ahead and rip with this team now.
That's understandable, but you don't have to burn his old jersey.
That's their money. Let them waste their own money. I don't give a shit.
Where the fuck y'all work? I want that money.
They probably got their girlfriend selling feet pictures online.
You got a point. OnlyFans is a sickness. Stay away from it.
Don't listen to him.
You're wasting your money that could be used on yourself.
They're using it on themselves to see pictures of naked women and feet.
For a 5-second beat off?
Hey, you
I'm just saying, all right then.
I don't speak from experience.
You want to pay somebody for...
Get in where you fit in, all right?
Get in where you fit in,
too. You ain't got none at home, the interweb is your best friend. I'm just saying. So,
it fucks with your mind. Don't do it. It ain't worth it.
Somebody hurt him. But we're going to go ahead...
Bullshit! I'm smarter than that. It ain't worth it. Save your fucking money.
Jesus.
Get a Bugatti. They'll be attracted to you like this.
So, we were going to go. What the hell are you going to get money for a Bugatti?
Okay. If you're paying this much money to an OnlyFans woman that you're never going to see in real life, you just want to see her twerk or something, and say you give her $2,000. That's $2,000 that could have stayed in your pocket and could have went towards a Bugatti.
Who the hell is spending $2,000 on OnlyFans? Tell me you...
You have not heard the stories of these people on TikTok, don't you?
I don't follow people's lives like that because I got my own problems. One being to mind my own
business. Okay, so the guys that I told you about, Abs and Preach on YouTube, I watch them. They're hilarious.
So they spent $2,000
on... No, they... Okay, say... We have a YouTube, or we have some type of platform where we do videos, and they do a reaction video to it. Okay. So this woman is an OnlyFans person.
Yeah.
And she is now saying the money was good when she first started, but now she is starting to feel a certain way about men because of the stuff she has to do for money. And now she feels for sex workers and all that, and I'm like, you chose to do that, though. So if a man offers you $5,000 and he told you he wants to see you do this on video, remember, you chose the $5,000 instead of saying no. So now you're going to cry and say, I feel this way. But remember, the money was more important than your feelings and your morals.
My question is, one, what is he trying to see? Because I need money. And two, what is he trying to see?
Okay, ladies, here you go. You heard him here first.
What?
Throw him some money and he'll do it. Hey, he just said it.
Gas ain't cheap, baby. Groceries is killing me.
Well, yeah, you are married with kids. So yeah, I'm still living that single life with steaks and lobsters.
These damn kids eat me out of house and home, son. Anyway.
Don't listen to that phrase. Don't ever get married. You just it's a good life. They just get tired of the boohoo bitching. It's fun life. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You don't.
Anyway, so like I said, my friend Nikolaj here likes long walks on the beach and horses and shit.
No, I don't. I like horses, but not...
He likes astronomy?
No, I don't.
Astronomy?
No.
Not ology. Onomy. Yeah.
I do like the beach and walking on it, but not...
He does star charts and moon charts and shit like that.
Fuck?
So if your planet's in retrograde with another planet, then he's the man to talk to. I don't know anything about that.
No, hell no.
I don't know anything about that. No. But,
it'd be better off seeing fucking Conor McGregor faces Brock Lesnar now in the UFC fight. No.
We'll talk about that next time. All right.
Yeah.
Be good. Stay classy. And,
peace.
Don't listen to this guy. Bye.